I was lying in bed one night in California and I was asleep, actually, but I left the TV on. It was kind of MTV or something was playing away quietly. And in my ear crept this beat. And I just kind of, one eye open, and I started looking at the TV, and there was this song called Raspberry Beret, and I had to crank the volume, wide awake by this time, crank the volume up, and I was rocking to this song so hard. I just thought, this is the best Prince song I've ever heard in my life. And to this day, if I play it, I want to get up and dance, and I just adore it. I love Prince, period, anyway, but that is my all-time very favourite song.
That's the one at the top of the list. Right, that's why we played it. Next, we've got colleagues of yours, Buckingham Nicks.
When Mick first discovered Stevie and Lindsay, he was looking for a studio for us to record another album. And quite by accident, he stumbled across this, I'm sure this is quite an old story, stumbled across this studio in the valley called Sound City. And he went in to meet the engineer, Keith Olsen. And he said, just to demonstrate how the studio sounded, he happened to put this tape on of the two people he was recording at the time. And so Mick was just listening to the sound and he got, who's this guitarist, you know? Who is this guy? So it got into a conversation where we all, long story short, got to meet at Mick's house, this couple, Stevie and Lindsay. We only really wanted the guitar player, but Lindsay goes, no, well, we come as a couple, you know? Yeah. So we weren't quite sure how I would get on with another girl in the band. So it was all rather dependent on Stevie's and my chemistry. And as it happened, we were so unalike that we really got on well. So I was given a tape of their whole album, and I still have it to this day and love it. I think that the whole album is just so demonstrative of how their duets are together and their wonderful tightness and togetherness with each other musically, not in any other way these days. And it's just one of my favourite albums. It's very, very laid back and not very overproduced. It's just but beautiful harmonies and lovely voices.